Good day, ladies and gentlemen out there in Power Hour Nation. Wayne Elliott here, honored to be your guest host for the first hour of the show today. Always my pleasure to be with you. And, it's different times. As days go by, things seem to, they change at least, to say the least. I was going to say get a little crazier, but maybe it's us that's getting a little crazier going through all this. Here in Ontario, Canada, we're in a complete lockdown again. It started Christmas night, and I should say in Ontario, Canada, although most of the provinces are in the same boat. Midnight Christmas, and then because the cases of infections of COVID continue to rise to record levels in much of Canada, I thought lockdown was lockdown, but they've increased the lockdown. They have reduced the number of essential businesses. I understand that as of last night, last night at midnight, all construction had to shut down. House building, apartments, all of this, everything had to shut. Air Canada announced this morning 2,000 more people laid off due to lockdown, the need to have a have a COVID test result in your hand no older than 3 days if you're to get on an airplane to come into Canada. And some of the routes, some of their flights have been canceled till further notice. So I imagine across our country here in Canada, that's millions more jobs locked down again and people not able to go to work. So up here, it's certainly in Canada, it's getting crazier. Some provinces, like Quebec, have put in a curfew. 8 o'clock at night, you must be in your house. It's kind of like martial law, really. As I recall, the last time we had martial law in Canada was back in the it was either the 70s or early 80s when one federal cabinet minister was kidnapped, and a visiting cabinet minister from England. They were kidnapped together. One was murdered, and the other, there was martial law declared in Quebec, and they found the other minister alive. But that's the last time we had martial law, and this seems very much like it. It makes you wonder with all the restrictions that we've had and the rules in place and social distancing, all the stores are marked out, you know, that you don't get 6 feet close to another person or closer than 6 feet. And the restaurants had the partitions, you know, plexiglass. Well, they were allowed to be opened. They couldn't be open full ever since this all started. So for our restaurants here, it's now, well, I guess it's a year or very close to it that that they've been on either total lockdown like now or partial, where 50% of the tables could be used. And, it's just more people out of work. The numbers here I don't find shocking. In Niagara region, where I live, there's just over 500,000 people in the region. And there was 19 deaths last week. Any deaths are a shame, but we do have deaths all the time. And now cancer surgeries, open heart surgeries, and so forth have been canceled or postponed to leave space in the hospitals should they need them. And I think, you know, Toronto hospitals, big city hospitals with so many more people are certainly busier. But the news the other day said that 40%, I believe, of our ICU beds in hospitals across Canada were taken. Now, they're not all with COVID either. There's some very ill people, bad car crashes, heart disease and whatnot that people are in intensive care. So, you know, it truly makes you wonder if it's worth it. Our schools are locked down completely now, so children are getting the schooling online. I've got a very close friend who used to be the superintendent of schools, and he agrees that, as do others in the education business, that it's not near as effective. I think of a friend of mine from Illinois who she has a housekeeper that doesn't speak English, and so my friend has been schooling each of her three children for an hour a day. God bless her for doing that, but there's lots of people that don't have that help available to them or couldn't afford paid help to do it. So it's I find myself pretty anxious over the children now if it's going into a second year of poorer quality education, this online business. And between losing their sports, losing their activities, losing their social activities and being amongst other kids and having fun, and the education, you know, when you think of this, how will the children make up for 2 years or the better part of 2 years of less than good schooling, less than good teaching? It's not the teachers' fault. They're doing their best, I'm sure, but just a fact that with kids and young children, it won't be near as effective as being right there in the classroom. So I really feel for our youth taking this portion and these activities out of their life at these young ages. There's going to be some fallout from that. You know, in Canada, they stopped years ago holding kids back, or failing them, as we used to call it. They had stopped skipping, having kids skip grades back when I was young, because it didn't work out so well. A child missing a full year's work, no matter how well they were doing, it's got to be difficult to miss a whole year's work and go on to the next grade. So they stopped that here in Canada. But now they've gone the other way, and they say it's bad for a child's self-esteem, so no one is held back. And I learned that at a school interview with my stepson, and I was kind of shocked, really, because if you think of it, if a child doesn't make the grade to pass, legitimately pass the school year to go on to the next grade, how well is he or she going to do in the next grade when they didn't do well enough in the previous one? So just like so many things today, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, to me at least. And, you know, it makes me wonder about all the precautions that were taken, closures, lockdowns. Right now, if there's extra police on the roads here in Ontario, and if you're out in your car and you're not an essential services worker, you'd best either be heading to the grocery store for food for your family or for medicine or for a medical appointment. But I don't know how many doctors are seeing patients these days. I don't think many for regular appointments. So, and they're ticketing people and fining people that are caught. I thought it was a disgrace. They, in Northern Ontario, there were some youth, some young teens, out playing ice hockey on a pond outdoors. And, the police came. They had a video of it. One of the kids had their phones and took a video. So the police came and physically, removed them from the pond where they were playing ice hockey. And, I don't know if they find them or find their parents, but a little unusual, a little stressful. We've never really been through anything like this before. I mean, they didn't do this during world wars in the past, and so it's sure getting to a lot of people. There's no doubt about that, and it's been a pardon me. It's been a little bit unfair that the big box stores, the likes of Costco and so forth, could stay open, but all the small businesses had to close. And so you see lineups outside the big box stores, you know, socially distanced lineups out in the cold weather. And I was at the bank the other day myself, and this very elderly lady, the poor soul standing out there, the winter wind's blowing, and because they only allowed two in the bank. And I said, you go ahead, ma'am, and you go in there where it's warm by the ATM machine to wait your turn. You don't have to stand out here. But this is what's happening. You know, Canadians, so many Canadians thought that, you know, America was the hotbed of COVID, you know, and they were, the majority of Canadians was in favor of closing the border and leaving it closed and you know, as though this virus would just pour across the border as they opened it. So they keep extending it by a month. This is now, well, I think this will be the one-year anniversary. It's the border's closed until sometime in February, and they won't open it then. It won't open until late this year at best. Canadians, thanks to the wisdom of our leader, did not buy any licenses from the vaccine manufacturers. All we did was make some agreements, apparently, with the seven companies that at this point there had been nothing approved, but Canada made deals with all seven that in the event they were approved that we would guarantee to buy so many. And actually, Canada, I don't know why this, but anyway, Canada bought 418 million doses. That's what they pledged to buy. Now, there's only 37 million of us up here. Why we would buy more than 10 doses per man, woman, and child, I have no idea. I suspect our Prime Minister, who always has given a ton of money away to other countries, so did his father years ago back in the 60s and 70s when he was Prime Minister. It's a nice thing to do, a noble thing to do, but when you look at it, whatever our bill is in the end for these vaccines, it's a little more than 10 times higher than it needed to be because of all the doses that we purchased. Now, because we didn't buy any licenses to produce it, you know, support the jobs in our own country and so forth, despite giving $1.2 billion for that, the Prime Minister did way back in the beginning here. And then the next thing we heard a couple of weeks later was there was promise, good promise, in a vaccine from China, which I thought, well, never mind what I thought. You can imagine what a sensible person would think when this all started in China. But anyway, our leader seems to be very close, you know, wants to be close with China as they take our jobs and our economy away. And we're told by our government here that, you know, some of the first-line workers are being vaccinated. They were boasting on the radio this morning that, that 320 people in Niagara had gotten a vaccine. That's 320 out of over 500,000 people. But we're told that we should, the masses of us, the most Canadians, the government hopes, this is what the word was, hopes to have vaccines for all of us by next October, November. So pretty much a full year, 2021, will be involved with COVID for longer than we were in 2020 if we don't. The other thing is that gets me, folks, about the vaccine. Now, I have no intention personally of getting it. You know, Jim Strauss always believed that you don't get injected with the poison that you're trying to avoid. That's his exact words. And I'd only gotten one of these flu shots, not for COVID, but the influenza B. They sure pushed the flu shots up here, have for many years, many decades, really. And I got it once, and I got the flu. So, you know, it's well known, it's been well known that the influenza B that comes back every year, the vaccine is not a guarantee, certainly not a guarantee you won't get the flu. And I was really surprised to read that these vaccines for COVID, they are not to prevent you from getting COVID. I was kind of shocked at that. I thought that was the the point with all vaccines to help you prevent a virus. Well, that's not what they're saying. What they're saying is that if you get the vaccine and you get infected with COVID, because the vaccine won't stop you from getting infected, but if you do get infected and have the vaccine, they claim you'll have an easier time going through the virus infection. So, you know, I was really surprised at that when you consider the real numbers and the likelihood of a person getting it and the likelihood of them dying. The numbers are very low. They keep going down in that respect. I wasn't surprised to read that in the United States of America, 29 or 30% of first-line workers were refusing the vaccine until there was more information, until there was more testing. And I don't blame them, because this business of the people that have died after getting the vaccine that had allergies, some serious allergies, I guess, they didn't really elaborate too much on that in the news. But the only reason that they know now to say, if you have allergies, don't get the vaccine, the only reason they know wasn't from testing. It was from people dying. And I think the first two ladies were in Europe. I think the third was an American citizen, a lady in Alaska. And now there's been a doctor and more people. That so, for goodness sakes, if you've got allergies, boy, have a good talk with your doctor or your healthcare professional if you want a vaccine, because in my opinion, they've released so little information. I have hay fever, for example. I've had it my whole life since I was a young child. The symptoms aren't near as bad as when I was a kid. Of course, I'm not playing in the fields all day either, as I used to as a kid. But so is it someone with hay fever shouldn't get it? Is it just people with serious food allergies? I haven't seen that information. So for goodness sakes, you know, do be a part of your own decision and know that it is not to prevent getting infected with COVID. I was pretty shocked at that. I figured that would be the goal, to prevent it, at least in a lot of people. But no, that isn't what they say. It's if you do get infected, the symptoms are supposed to be, these vaccines are designed so the symptoms are not as tough on you. So, and yet, boy, they've put out enough in the media, enough scare, enough numbers. I'm so sick of numbers, truthfully, that they've frightened enough people that it's all the news. When can we get the vaccine? And I don't think most people are thinking beyond that. I don't think they're thinking about the risk. They've just been so frightened that they want that vaccine. And I think Americans will be, that want a vaccine, will be vaccinated long before the bulk of Canadians will be, because we have no license to manufacture it. So we're in a lineup. You know, we're in a lineup here with countries that can manufacture it and wait for our turn to get some, I guess. And it may be a blessing. I mean, I sure hope that this vaccine doesn't hurt a lot of people. But in the event that they find a lot more bad news, it might be a blessing not to be the first in line. And Canada certainly isn't the first in line. On the political front, I know that everyone, no matter which side you're on, everybody was pretty upset over the events on January the 6th at the Capitol. I think it sure shows how passionate some people are about all of this. And what my mind went to tell you the truth, friends, was that goodness, all summer long, really, spring, summer, fall, we watched violent demonstrations. We watched tremendous vandalism and arson, looting. And police were told to stand down in many states. So I don't know. I don't know if it's me, if I'm crazy, but you know they've voted to impeach President Trump, and I don't think he ever said, "Hey, storm the Capitol." He just said, "Don't give up. Don't give up the fight here." But in any event, they voted to impeach him, and I'm not real familiar with the law in the United States, but it appears to me that this may all be leading to so that President Trump couldn't run again. Apparently, after they have a separate vote, and it only takes 50%, I'm told, of the Senate to vote to, I don't know what it's called, but it's to restrict him from running for public office again. And I have to believe that's the goal. Why would you waste this time just a few days from when the president's going to leave the office and the new administration comes in? I don't know. You'd think they might have more important things, more important, bigger fish to catch. But, boy, it's consistent. I mean, they've not given your president a day's rest since the day he was elected. And here it is, the election's been decided, whether there was any fraud or not. It looks like it's not going to get a chance to be fully vetted and proven. But to take this action now, I was quite surprised at that. And you just have to wonder, aren't there bigger, more important things for the new administration? And then I half laughed. I guess I found it a little odd, too, that the incoming vice president, Ms. Harris, got into a dispute with Vogue magazine over a photo shoot, and because she was put on the cover and she was only supposed to be on the inside. So that's a little strange, too. Anyway, folks, here's the music and the commercial coming up, and happy to be with you today, and we'll be back in a few minutes after these words. Wayne Elliott from the province of Ontario. Thanks for being with us.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for listening in today, and thank you for all your patronage at the Power Mall. The Power Mall has always, right from the early days with Joyce Riley, just had the finest products, top quality products available at good prices. And I know they truly support, they truly appreciate, rather, your support. And it's the way that they're able to bring this show to you every day. And Daniel and family. And so thank you very much for your patronage and both listening to the program and supporting the Power Mall. Of course, you all know, I'm sure, that you can go online to thepowermall.com and see the line of products. They have all the good vitamins, minerals, the full Strauss line, all the good silver products, just the finest products, just like when our friend Joyce was with us, the same thing. And I think that's why they've managed to stay in business so long, is that they stay true to that, and lots of integrity and all about the truth. So thank you for being with us, and thank you for your support. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about health now for the next half hour or so, and and things that we can do. I'm really happy those four originals are now available in the market. That's the CardioCom for your heart health. Just a great product to take with the Strauss heart drops. Any damaged heart cells, irregular heartbeat, of course. That's the most difficult heart condition to treat. And boy, fixed me and fixed just a ton of other people, a ton of football players with the irregular heartbeat. And relieved us of that painlessly. The kidney blood pressure, again, a fabulous, fabulous, successful product. I'm so glad that came back out. It's what helped me lower my blood pressure over 20 years ago, because it's either our heart or our kidney that's the cause of high blood pressure. The doctors don't tell us which, because I don't believe they have a way of knowing. I had two natural therapists, two medicine men of mine, tell me both, they agreed years ago that my high blood pressure was caused by my left kidney, not just my kidneys, but my left kidney. It's a great formula. It has antibiotic herbs to kill bacteria. A real culprit in our kidneys is bacteria. And some very good supportive herbs for our kidney health. So amazing to me, over 20 years ago, I took the kidney. My blood pressure has been 120 over 70 pretty much ever since. Never taken a pill for that. And, you know, I was really glad when it came back out because, you know, it's really just a cleanse. And I thought, holy dude, it's been 20 years and I've had great luck and blood pressure has been great. But I couldn't wait to get my hands on a bottle. And I, of course, I took three bottles again. And it's just like it's like maintenance, really. If you don't have any issues, it's just like maintenance, like changing the oil filters in the car or the tractor or the air filter in your furnace or your vehicle. It's really what it is. They're cleansing, detoxing products. And, folks, there's just no doubt about this. The Schedule A diseases that each one, every single one is on the rise. Notwithstanding, we have all the high technology today and better diagnostic equipment, of course, than ever. I kind of laugh when people say, well, you know, we're living to a much older age than we did 100 years ago. That's true, but you must consider that we had no diagnostics 100 years ago. There was no MRIs. There was no ECGs, EKGs, none of it, you know. So I think way back then, there must have been people died, and the doctor probably didn't know really from what, certainly not all the time. So the diagnostics today are worlds ahead of before. Having said that, every Schedule A disease, including heart disease, stroke, cancer, everyone is on the rise. So I'd have to say we've done much better diagnosing, not so well treating disease. And I mean, the figures don't lie. Now women have, this was a big surprise when it was first announced a couple of years ago, that women have more heart attacks, slightly more than men. 51% of heart attacks, apparently, in America are had by women. So, you know, it's, no one's immune from it, that's for sure. Our quality of foods has gone down so badly with genetically modified foods. So many chemicals, even on our fresh foods, preservatives. You know, if they're sending celery or produce from California up here to Port Colborne, Ontario, or to Buffalo, New York, or some other northern state, they have to have preservatives on it, or it won't make it. You know, it won't be fresh for us when we get it. So there's just so many chemicals, our fertilizers, all the anti-bug, insecticide, pesticide, fungicides, herbicides, and the chemical fertilizers. So we just have so many chemicals in our lives and no equipment in our bodies to effectively deal with them. Our liver, kidneys, catches most of the heck from them. And so it's not surprising that we're not winning the battle with diseases. They talk about, you hear it all the time about reducing disease, and, you know, they've never come up with a cure for any of these diseases. But in my humble opinion, the way to reduce Schedule A serious diseases is to prevent them. And just like the same reason you try and stay physically fit and keep your immune system strong, that's the whole point, to stay healthy. That is the whole point. So cleansing, detoxing products, clean tissues, clean organs, it just makes sense. And that's why, you know, the Strauss line of products has always been remarkable, always in a class of their own. Some of the formulas, these originals, are generations old. And generations old, and tried and true, you know, and, you know, your safety is guaranteed, can't be harmed. Even if you're taking a number of pharmaceuticals, they're as opposite really as food and drugs. They truly are. These herbs that are in these formulas are 100% natural, just like your rutabagas and tomatoes and cucumbers and celery and lettuce and onions that you might grow in your own garden. These herbs are natural plants. They're made from the cells we're made from. And Jim Stross always said, if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And hence, when people are on pharmaceuticals, it's so rare that they're told that, okay, Wayne, you're better now. You can quit the blood pressure drugs, or you can quit this drug or that drug or the statin drugs. It's something that people rarely, if ever, hear, because they don't even claim to fix you. They deal with symptoms, you know, in their defense. They don't claim to cure or heal you. And, of course, it truly is scientifically not possible. We don't even have the equipment for chemicals. So, you know, it's your own immune system that is your defense department. We've talked about this many times, whether we're talking about a flu, right up to cancer. It's a strong immune system that protects us. That is our defense department. And if anyone understands the importance of a strong defense department, it's you folks in America. Obviously, we don't here in Canada. We've scrapped out our Navy, and so you guys have to protect us. But it's just very important. Our immune system is our defense department. So, and there's, as we've discussed before, there's a bunch of things. It's like a list of ingredients and activities that we need to do in our own best interest to have a strong immune system. Fresh air, exercise, eating enough good food, limiting the bad food, you know, the sugary, salty snacks and the packaged goods. Or best to avoid. So many things today make us gain weight, like wheat. It's not real wheat anymore. There's instead of three original strains of wheat, there's some 270 genetically modified strains of wheat. There's a very good book called Wheat Belly, and it's about GMO wheat and how it tends to make us fat around the middle. So, you know, corn, same thing, genetically modified for a long time now, for decades now. Oranges, you may see a seed in them, but it's not there. You can't grow another orange plant with them. You can't grow an orange tree with them. They're there because if there isn't a minimum of three seeds in a piece of fruit, they have to call it seedless. And as the days go by, more and more of us realize that's a genetically modified food. It takes a seed to reproduce anything in this world. People, giraffes, pine trees, rutabagas, lovely flowers. Everything takes a seed to reproduce itself, and to grow another plant or another human takes a seed. So these seedless foods, man-made foods, they have weak immune systems, and that's why such a need for all the bug killers and that I just mentioned earlier, chemicals to keep the foods alive. Well, if we eat something that has something supposed to be natural, it's not natural GMO, but if we eat fruits and vegetables that are among the best things we can eat, if we eat something that has a weak immune system, what do you suppose it does? What's the effect on our immune system? You know, it's the missing enzymes, folks. It's the minerals and humate acids that are missing in the soil. We've depleted our soil generally a long time ago. And we're trying to make it up with chemicals, including chemical fertilizers, and it's not natural, and it's not as nutritious as foods used to be. So more important than ever truly is that you do your best to eat healthy, limit the junk, but also the exercise, the stretching. If all you can do is go out for an easy stroll, great. Sunshine, fresh air, legs moving, blood flowing. if you're lucky enough to have a garden and you can go out on your hands and knees and pull a few weeds and pick your tomatoes and pick some flowers and so forth, great stuff. Good things to do on a regular basis. Otherwise, you know, we do need supplements. If we aren't getting it anywhere else, it was proven over 100 years ago by Dr. Linus Pauling, who got two Nobel Prizes, I believe. And his studies were centered around vitamin C, and his theory, which turned out to be true, was that it way back then, I think it's a little different now with all the chemicals, man-made chemicals, and all the GMO foods, but back then there was no artificial or man-made foods. And Dr. Pauling claimed and proved that it was what we were lacking that was causing disease, ailments, and death. Not so much what we were exposed to, but rather what we were lacking. And, you know, he proved and got Nobel Prizes proving that vitamin C, for example, is not something a person wants to be short of. Vitamin D3, as you get older, like me, I'll be 67 next month, you don't get it from the sun or absorb it as easily as you did when you were young. Minerals, I just can't do without the full spectrum minerals. I get leg cramps. My mother suffered the same thing. So I take the full spectrum minerals every day. And these are all available at the Power Mall, all fine quality. And, of course, what I will always maintain, save my life and change my life, were the Strauss Heart Drops to clear plaque and restore 100% blood flow everywhere. But these other Strauss products, these other cleansing products, boy, they've been key. The other two I haven't mentioned yet, the Prostate came out in September, the Prostate formula for men, just a great formula. 20 years ago saved my dad from having his prostate removed, and he died with a healthy prostate many years later. Just a great formula, that PSA count, the cancer indicator, my dad's dropped from very high to that of a young male. And the Boston Medical Center canceled my dad's prostate removal surgery. He didn't. They did. And lastly, but not least, of course, is the bladder formula. I was so happy when this was available to folks again. I think just as of December, so it's just recent, but they're selling a lot of it because so many of us, if nothing else, are getting up through the night a number of times, disturbing our sleep. And my mom always had trouble getting back to sleep. That was one nemesis for her, was that she really suffered from lack of sleep. But even if you do get back to sleep, if you are getting up three and four or even more times through the night, your chances are you're interrupting that important REM sleep, that rapid eye movement sleep, that's the most important sleep where our bodies really heal and rest, the rebuilding portion of our sleep. When I mention that, I should mention the great REM sleep product. It's called REM sleep that you can also get. I think the only place you can get it in America is the powermall.com. Fabulous product. I did a 45 person trial of my own and just great results. I had a former U.S. Army captain that served in Bosnia. Really suffered with lack of sleep and had PTSD. And so he's been on the REM sleep now for over a year and a half, and just he hasn't had to take any extra. He's still taking the two tablets at night and sleeping like a baby. And, you know, virtually everyone else has had the same results with it. I wish I'd had that for my mother when she was still with us. But a great product at the Power Mall, REM sleep. Another great one is the Tranquil, by the same doctor, by the same PhD in America and in Portland, Oregon, Dr. Pfeiffer. This Tranquil is for anxiety. And the way I would describe it, folks, is it just turns it down a notch or two. You just feel less anxious. It just relaxes you. There's just that crucial amount for you to stay ahead of things. And so great results with both those products, Tranquil for anxiety, REM sleep for sleep issues, and the bladder formula. Again, antibiotic herbs, along with great bladder support for your bladder's health, support herbs, and just a great product. It truly is. I'm taking it again myself. I've taken each of these originals as they've come available. I took them years and years ago, and then, you know, it did such a great job for me that I was thrilled to be able to get them again. So know this, folks, because most people are on a pill or two or half a dozen or more. Some of it's something else. My friend Joe was on 16 different pills years ago when he was very, very sick and moved into my house with me, and we got his health turned around. But there are no contraindications, no trouble with these products and any of your pharmaceuticals. They're as different as vegetables and chemical drugs, truly. These are much closer to being foods than chemical drugs, certainly. And I've always said that, you know, it's okay. These formulas will do their job, notwithstanding the pills you might be on, despite them even, that are just for symptoms and not to get to the root of the problem. So, you know, there's no danger for you taking these cleansing products. And your satisfaction is guaranteed by the Strauss Company that if you're dissatisfied, they may have a bleeding heart, but you will get all your money back. They refuse any unhappy or dissatisfied customers. So can't go wrong. Can't get hurt. Can't be harmed. Can't be cheated for your money. But you can, real good chance of feeling better. And all of these original products, of course, everything is better when taken with the Strauss Heart Drops, because the blood system is our only transportation system in our body. Takes the food, takes the waste, takes the oxygen, takes the water, takes the wastewater, every medicine, all has to travel in the blood. It's the only highway system. And so it is the most important body function, 50,000 miles of veins inside each of us. That's because every cell, every single cell needs that blood. Your toenails need it, your hair needs it, and all cells in between. So everything works better with the Heart Drops, and full blood flow is just so important. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that will relate to what I'm saying now. If they had clogged arteries like I did, or had open heart surgery or angioplasty, for diabetics, it's truly a gem. Blood flow circulation is the diabetic's biggest issue. We know that diabetics can lose parts of themselves, toes, feet, legs, eyesight. It's really a nasty ailment, is diabetes. And I've seen, you know, many miracles with the Strauss Heart Drops. So just a great thing to take, folks, and never a more important time when our nutrition has never really been poorer. These lockdowns and lost jobs and layoffs and so forth, a very stressful time for people, very, very anxious time for people. As I said, in Canada yesterday, effective the major lockdown, there were just millions more people not working. And that has to be stressful. So what's important really is to look after yourself and keep your wits about you. Maybe don't watch too much news. It can be upsetting these days. But do get that exercise. Take that stroll, bicycle ride, stretch in the garden, whatever you can do, whatever you like, and burn up some of that, what I call, bad energy. And you know, it's all good. It's all good for you, all of these things. Watch your diet, and do consider supplementing your diet with some fine products. So you can get them all at the Power Mall. Best vitamins, best minerals. Those silver products are remarkable. I've used those for over 20 years now. I spray the silver in my eyes every night if I have a burn or a wound, and I get them once in a while. I'm in industrial businesses, breaking ships and scrap metal and hazardous waste and batteries. And so cut hands on that are not a rarity. And the silver is just amazing. And really the thinking is it's oxidized silver. So oxygen being the best cleaner on Earth, and silver being a great bug killer. That's where the expression "born with a silver spoon in our mouth" came from. I think it was the 1300s when the bubonic plague wiped out millions of people, and for the most part, the wealthy were saved because they ate with real silverware. That's where that expression comes from, born with a silver spoon. It's not so much about, well, it is about wealth, but it's really about that so many were saved because of that silver. So oxidized silver, just a very powerful thing. I've seen some terrible burns in our business with men, and some pretty good wounds. And it's quite something. When my dad was ill in his last days in hospital with lung cancer, he was getting bed sores, and I would soak a bandage in the liquid silver and stick it on dad and go in the next day, and the sore would be gone, and just amazing product. So Power Mall has all this, everything that you need. And I hope you give it to yourself, folks. There's the music again. Our time always seems to be so short, but my pleasure and honor to be with you again today. Please take care. God bless. And until next time, have a great day. Wayne Elliott from Canada, your honored guest host today. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.